like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? I'm Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom from the ABC sitcom United We Fall, Guillermo Diaz. Welcome to the show, man. How you doing?
What's up, Mario? Thanks for having me, man.
Thanks for taking the time, brother. So how you holding up? Where are you staying right now?
I'm in California. I'm in Los Angeles.
Okay.
Just chilling at home. Yeah. Trying to stay sane and productive and creative, you know, in quarantine.
Good. Good for you, man. Good for you. Because you're originally an East Coast guy, right?
Yeah, I'm from New York City, Washington Heights.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right there. Yeah, right. In the Heights. Right where it goes down. Just like the show right there. Well, congrats.
Yeah, it's based on my old neighborhood, yeah.
Is it really based right there in that old neighborhood? Oh, that's funny, man. So how long have you been in L.A. now?
I've been here for like 17 years.
Oh, okay. You've been here a minute.
Yeah. Wow, yeah.
This is home. Well,
yeah, for sure.
Congratulations. The new show is United We Fall. For those not familiar, what's it about?
It's sort of I was going to say a dysfunctional family, but it's a realistic family.
They're all dysfunctional.
Right. Which we're all dysfunctional. It's a young couple who has a couple of kids, and they're just trying to make it through and not go insane raising their kids and trying to, continue their work life and keeping their personal lives alive and just trying to make it, you know what I mean? And the thing I love about the show is that it's not sugarcoated at all. It's a very real, we kind of like, you know, in the first few episodes, we see all these sort of obstacles they stumble upon, which is stuff that all families go through. So it's really easy to relate to. And it's just a really fun show. And there's a heavy Latino presence on the show, which is also pretty nice.
You know,
Christina Vidal and myself and a few others that will be joining the cast as the episodes, you know, continue on.
Who did you just mention right now and who else is in the cast?
Christina Vidal, who plays Joe, plays the wife on the show, the lead wife on the show. And I play her brother.
Awesome. Awesome. Where do you guys shoot the show at?
We shoot it here in Los Angeles. Yeah, at CBS Radford.
Oh, that's a great lot.
Yeah. It's super, super close too from where I live. So that's awesome.
Yeah, convenient. A lot of good places to eat. A lot of sushi restaurants around there.
Yeah, you just walk and hit a whole bunch of like awesome food places.
There you go. And you play Theo Chuy, which I already like that name. I already like that character right there. How would you describe Theo Chuy?
Theo Chuy is kind of the conservative, like a conceited uncle that thinks you're doing everything wrong and he's doing everything right. He's constantly criticizing Christina Vidal's character and Will Sasso's character and telling them how they're doing it all wrong and they need to listen to him. So he's that guy. He's the dude that has like, or thinks that he has his whole life in check and all his ducks in a row. His kids are super disciplined. He's very conservative and religious, Yeah, so he's
I like that guy.
Yeah, yeah, but he's also very goofy too, which is nice. Really goofy side. So
nice.
That's really cool to play.
And Guillermo, you've done other series before, like Scandal and Weeds, but not a lot of sitcoms. You like this pace? Is it in front of a studio audience or is it single camera?
It's in front of a live studio audience.
Oh, that's the best schedule ever, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. But it's also it's been the most terrifying and exhilarating thing I've ever done at the same time. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's to walk out there and have to do these scenes in front of a live audience.
It's like a play. You know?
Yeah, but at the same time, it sort of brings your energy and your acting level to another place, you know, because you want to give it your extra for the people there. So that's really, really exciting.
Yeah. Now, 90s fans know you from Half-Baked, and I hear there's a sequel in the works. Could Scarface make an appearance?
I hope so, man. Come on, they got to put Scarface in it.
Right?
I just read about that, too, and I was like, oh, wow. Yeah, I mean, I would love to be a part of it. They haven't reached out yet, but we'll see.
We'll see. And you also starred in the Britney music video for I Wanna Go. What do you remember about that time and that set?
Oh, man. I remember having to go through a lot of security when I was on my first day of shooting in the first shot. I had to go through all these sort of security people and security checks before I got to her. And then once I got to her, she was lovely. She was super professional, you know, very quiet and timid, kind of shy. But once the music started and they started playback, she was like 100% in it. And yeah, it was really fun. It was the most like surreal experience, like, or one of them that I've ever had, to be in a car with Britney Spears shooting a music video and pouring milk over my head. Yeah, it was crazy.
That is crazy. She is cool. Is this true, man? You got a tattoo of Madonna on your arm?
I do.
What?
I do. You know,
wait, which arm? Where?
This arm here.
Let me check that. Oh, dang, you ain't lying. That's a significant tattoo.
Yeah.
Whoa.
When they first told me that you were going to interview me, I was thinking about when you, I mean, you've interviewed her a few times.
Yes.
I think when you just did the MDNA, like in-store interview a few months ago.
Yeah, you remember that? Yeah.
Yeah, I do, man.
Oh, that's foul. So you're a serious fan.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously. Have you met her?
I have met her. I met her. I was on another talk show a few years ago while I was doing Scandal, and I got to meet her on that show, and I showed her my tattoo.
What'd she say?
She said, oh, and she hugged and kissed me. She was really nice to me. She was really super sweet, yeah.
I mean, I like Madonna too, but what struck such a chord with you that you felt so passionate that you wanted to have her on your arm forever? And like a big one.
Yeah. I was committed. Yeah, man. I think from the beginning, what I was attracted to the most was her intelligence. I mean, she's an amazing performer, but she always had a message behind what she was doing. And also that she was a sort of a misfit, you know, and people tried to knock her down from the beginning. She never quite fit in. And growing up as a Latino gay man, I related to that and connected to that, you know, feeling like you're the odd man out and nobody understands, or everybody's trying to, you know, put you down and tell you everything you're doing is wrong or it's not right. So I truly, like, I really connected to that part of her. And she's just an amazing artist. I love to watch her I just love her.
Is that picture from, that looks like the picture from the Immaculate Tour, for the Immaculate Collection, or which one is it from?
You're thinking about the Immaculate Collection, but
this Immaculate Collection, yeah.
Book. Yeah, this is from her sex book.
Oh, from the sex book, even better.
Yeah. Even better. Let's look for it right now. No, I'm kidding.
That's great. Okay, before I let you go, Guillermo, I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, okay?
Uh-huh.
Show you've binged during quarantine.
Oh man, that's a good one. I Love Lucy. I've been binging like I Love. I know it's an oldie, but
I love I Love Lucy. That's the best. Wait, where do you binge I Love Lucy? I haven't seen it on a streaming.
Yeah, I recorded. It's on my DVR. So
old school. Okay,
a bunch I'll just watch them all.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Okay, nickname growing up.
Willie.
Willie. Okay. Okay.
Because yeah, nobody could pronounce Guillermo, so they would call me Willie.
They never called you Memo?
No, they never called me Memo. No.
Because most of the Guillermos are Memos, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Willie. All right. Favorite Madonna song?
Oh, man. That's a good one. Probably Bad Girl. She has a song called Bad Girl.
Yeah. Bad Girl. Wow. You know, the old school. I'm going to go with Holiday just because it still pumps.
Holiday did too.
It's yeah, a good. Go to cocktail.
Oh, a whiskey on the rocks.
Okay. An aristocrat. What's something you learned about yourself in 2020?
That I'm a pretty resilient and a patient person.
Yeah. I think we're all forced to kind of learn that right now. Exactly. Yeah. Hey, man, what's the first thing you're going to do when this whole pandemic's over? Where's the first place you're going to go?
Oh, man, I want to go just get a bunch of friends together and just like hug everybody and just be around people. That's what I miss the most.
I'm a hugger, too. I miss all that contact and seeing everyone. Well,
yeah, Latinos are huggers and kissers, right?
We
hug everyone, so I miss that.
Yeah. Well, I hope I get to see you in person soon, man. And congratulations on everything. It was nice chatting with you. Watch United We Fall Wednesdays on ABC. Guillermo, thanks for checking in.
Thanks, Mario.
All right, take care, brother.
Go on, man. Okay, bye.
On with Mario Lopez.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.